Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm George. We met at the mix. You had on a black dress, strappy sandals, and slid up the side.
I've had this thing for my roommate since, like, day one. She's pretty great, you know.
Who's Thatch?
My dad. Thatcher. She never talks about him.
I'm glad you moved in.
Oh, so she moved in with you.
Didn't she tell you?
What I know now is that when I go into my bedroom, I'm going to see that my wife is cheating on me with Mark, who happened to be my best friend.
After careful consideration and many sleepless nights, here's what I've decided. There's no such thing as a grown-up. We move on, we move out, we move away from our families and form our own.
Dr. Burke. Yes? Yes, I'll let her know. That was your landlord? He wants you to know that there's a minor flood in your apartment. Your other apartment.
But the basic insecurities, the basic fears, and all those old wounds just grow up with us.
I'm exhausted.
Me too.
And just when we think that life and circumstance have forced us to truly, once and for all, become an adult.
I was going at it all night in the on-call room. What's your excuse?
Your mother says something like that.
Mom.
I tell you, that man makes me purr like a kitten.
Mom.
And he isn't making me growl like a tiger.
Stop.
And my husband wonders why I'm not interested in him anymore.
Or worse, something like that.
If he had any balls at all, he would leave on his own. No, he plays stupid. He's waiting for me to kick him out. I come home with a hickey on my shoulder. A hickey, for God's sake, like I'm some sex-crazed teenager, which, let's face it, these days I am. And what does Thatcher do? Pretends he doesn't see it.
We get bigger, we get taller, we get older. But, for the most part, we're still a bunch of kids, running around the playground, trying desperately to fit in.
Oh, you know, he's acting like I committed a crime. Like my apartment is full of stolen goods. He's acting like I kept my apartment to hide stolen goods so I could do illegal transplants for money.
Are you sure he's not just acting like you lied about moving in?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
My mommy's a filthy whore.
You've dirty in your eyes.
You have dirty in your eyes.
I'm not doing dirty with you anymore. It was a one-time lapse in judgment.
Oh, it was a four-time lapse in judgment.
Well, it's not gonna happen again.
Okay.
I'm serious. We're friends, and it didn't work when we tried to be more than that, so... As fun as it was, it's not gonna happen again.
Stop looking at me.
I'm not looking at you. I'm rounding.
I'm rounding too.
Fine.
Chuck Eaton, 54, has stage 3B non-small cell lung cancer with possible invasion of the pleura and a history of COPD. He's had extensive chemoradiotherapy with minimal regression of the tumor. He's been admitted for radical and block resection.
I was a smoker. Oncologist. He explained that I have a 25% chance of surviving the surgery.
Unfortunately, that's about right. If you should elect not to proceed, we can make you more comfortable.
With all due respect, there's no way that you can make a man dying a slow death comfortable. I'll roll the dice.
How do I look today? Would you say I look nice?
You could use a little more lip gloss, but yes, you're very pretty.
Aw, you're mean.
I'm just kidding. You look fine.
Seriously, how's my breath?
George, would you just talk to her?
Who?
What?
Good morning, Dr. Bailey. Hi, baby.
Are the ORs up and running?
Oh, yeah, they're fully functional. Except there's some smoke damage to the corridors.
How about you? Are you fully functional?
I'm fine. How's your husband?
Take him home tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Right?
Yes.
I knew you.
Yes.
I knew you are.
Okay, this is not a tea party. Go, work, save some lives. Now!
Jake Burton, 15, has advanced craniodiaphyseal dysplasia. Was admitted last night after complaining of headaches.
And he's not a complainer.
He's been having some nausea as well.
Really? Okay, interesting. May I, please? Mm-hmm. Jake, can I get you to sit up, please?
Sure.
Right, okay. Now I want you to look right here for me. Thank you.
No, if you pretend I'm a lion, it helps.
Sorry?
If you pretend I'm a lion, then instead of a really messed up kid, you get a talking circus animal, which is way easier to look at.
Dr. Yang, what's your immediate concern?
That the bony tumors are growing inward and encroaching on his brain.
Invasive non-small cell with a history of COPD? That guy's pretty much a goner, huh?
Sensitivity. I like that in a stranger. Are you new here?
Visiting. Confounded by all the rain, and it's only my first day in town.
You get used to it.
Makes me want to stay in bed all day.
We just met, and already you're talking about Ben. Not very subtle.
Subtle's never been my strong suit. So, do you ever go out with coworkers?
I make it a rule not to.
Then I am so glad that I don't work here.
Are you hitting on me? In the hospital?
Would that be wrong?
Meredith. What the hell was that?
That was Mark.
Punching out people on my surgical floor. My head of neurosurgery punching out people on my surgical floor.
Put the ice pack on your hand.
My hand is fine.
Put the damn ice on your $2 million a year hand. Now, would someone tell me what the hell happened?
That was Mark.
Who's Mark?
He and Derek used to work together back in New York. And we were all close friends. Until Derek found us in bed together.
You put your weight behind it?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, then.
What the hell is he doing here?
I have no idea.
Derek and I always did have the same taste in women.
Excuse me?
You're Derek's lusty intern, right? Heard about you all the way back in New York. You're famous.
Well, I heard about you all the way here in Seattle, so I guess we have a lot in common.
We're the dirty mistresses.
I suppose we are.
My $400 an hour shrink says it. It's because behind this rugged and confident exterior, I'm self-destructive and self-loathing to an almost pathological degree.
Hey, we do have a lot in common.
You know, it's funny. Derek walks in on me naked with his wife, actually in the throes. And he just turns around and walks away. But he sees me so much as talking to you. And I'm on the ground bleeding. Interesting, don't you think? What do you think you're doing?
You need stitches.
I know. Hold the mirror.
Why is he suturing his own face?
To turn me on?
Because he's Mark Sloan. He's like the go-to plastic surgeon on the East Coast.
That's the guy Addison was sleeping with.
You can't really blame her, can you?
No, not really.
Yes, you can.
McSexy wants an x-ray to check for fractures, and I think it's a bad idea if I take him.
Why? Why?
I'm on it.
That's a bad idea.
McSexy?
No.
McYummy?
No. McSteamy?
Ah, oh, there it is. Yeah.
Darling, he's finished. Choking back some McVomit.
Cool.
I saw her first. The night she met Shepard, I had her ear. We talked. And I can't even remember what I said.
You know, when you don't have sex for a while, you sort of forget how good it is and don't really need it as much.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to guys.
Like a beast. A beast that was asleep for a long, long time. And now the beast is wide awake and wants to be fed. And the food that Alex gave it was... good food, George.
Something needs to be done about your taste.
Ah, you're just jealous because your beast is still asleep.
Eh, my beast isn't asleep. My beast never sleeps.
Mr. Eaton, do you need a hand with that?
If you could set up the tripod, that'd be very helpful.
What are you doing?
I'm dying, dear. 1 in 4. I've never done well with odds like that. Some people are lucky. I just never have been. The cameras work with Starity. Saying goodbye.
Do you want me to hold the camera for you?
You're very kind. Thank you.
Okay, we're recording.
This a message for Susie Selman, my college sweetheart and the love of my life. Susie, I loved you with my whole heart. And I never would have stopped loving you if you hadn't been the vilest whore to ever walk the planet Earth. You deserve that drunken imbecile that you slept with and then married. And when at the reunion, I met your ugly children. I knew you had done me a real favor. I am so deeply happy that I'll never have to see your face again. Love, Chuck. Could you please put in a fresh tape, dear?
What about that jaw reconstruction you did using a microvascular free transfer from the foot?
You interested in plastics?
Absolutely.
Might want to consider a transfer to New York or Los Angeles. You're not going to see any heat up here.
Actually, you haven't seen an advanced case of craniodiaphyseal dysplasia?
Melanitis.
A restrained driver and a minor MVP. Vitals are stable, but witnesses saw seizure activity behind
the wheel. I really don't even think I need to be here.
She really let us determine that, ma'am. Witnesses said she was screaming, shuddering, and cracking her jaw.
Do you have seizure disorder that you're aware of?
Epilepsy?
It's not epilepsy. I don't have any. Oh, no. Oh, God, it's happening again. Oh, no. Ah! Ah!
Was that it?
Did she just have a...
orgasm?
Spontaneous orgasms. Are you sure?
Kinda hard to miss.
Miss Calvin, Dr. Montgomery Shepherd.
It's Pamela. Since we're going to be talking about, you know, may as well get familiar.
Okay, Pamela, can you tell me how long this has been happening to you?
For a few months, I guess.
How often?
About, I don't know, 7 or 8 times a day.
Every day?
Dr. Stevens, I'm sorry.
Every day?
Yes, every day.
And you haven't seen a doctor about this before?
It's not exactly something you want to cure, is it?
Dr. O'Malley.
Sorry.
I went to my doctor. He sent me to a shrink.
And he didn't do any tests.
Pammy? You back here?
Oh, God, no.
Pammy?
You called my father?
He's your emergency contact person. Pammy, what happened? You were in an accident?
I caused the accident, Dad.
You had one of your...
episodes. Yeah. Oh, no. Dang it.
She's a junior at UW. She's a math major. Last three semesters, she made the honor roll. High up in the honor roll.
Mr. Pavel, we're gonna run some tests, and I'm gonna figure out what's causing your daughter's...
episodes.
That's right, episodes. Okay.
And when you were 14, you stole Laura Brindisi right out from under me. You knew how I felt about her. Don't say you didn't know, because you knew. And you went for her anyway. What kind of human being does that to his little brother?
He was 14. Cut him some slack, for God's sakes. Oh, sorry. Forgot we were recording.
If you wouldn't mind just rewinding a little bit, please.
I'm a doctor, not a videographer. And I do need to prep you for surgery.
Would you offer to help?
When I thought you were saying goodbye.
I am saying goodbye. None of these people, not one of them, knows how I really feel. My whole life, I've kept it all inside. I don't want to carry this with me to my grave.
You seem like such a nice man. Wouldn't you just rather they remember you that way?
No. Please rewind the tape.
Okay, Jake, it can get a little cramped in there, so you have to try not to move.
Yeah, this is like my 50th MRI experience.
Right, sorry.
It's okay. Really nice eyes, you know. I'm just saying that you're mostly all surly and hardcore, but your eyes aren't. I'm really big on eyes. They're the only part of my face where tumors aren't growing.
Yeah, you've got nice eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that, I'm jailbait, right?
Meredith?
Chief, can I ask you something not work-related?
Okay.
Do you remember my father?
Of course.
Do you know why he left?
I believe your mother asked him to.
Right, but do you know why?
No. No, I'm sorry, I don't. Well, have a good day.
Thanks, you should.
Dr. Yang, book an OR, please.
How is that possible?
It's precision work. It won't be easy, but...
Dr. Sloan? Can I help you with something?
He says he can fix my face. He says he can make me look like normal.
What did he say? Did you hear that?
Did he call him a crack whore?
Shut up, I'm trying to use a crack whore.
Shepard's gesturing. Big gesturing.
What do you got?
Shepard's slow and battling it out.
Oh, it's getting good.
Why, what do you got?
Just a woman down in the ER. Having spontaneous orgasms.
Hey, wait.
That is not the point.
The point is the kid wants his face fixed,
and I want to
do it.
You want to get published.
Well, yeah. And I'm guessing your chief of surgery does, too. You know how the press loves a good before and after shot, Richard.
Call me Dr. Weber. Derek, out of friendship to you, I would very much love to say no to this jackass. But as chief...
Please don't say it.
Dr. Sloan, if you can get the parents to sign consent form.
Round two goes to the jackass.
Which one?
12 o'clock.
Oh, no. Oh, it's happening.
Doctors, there's something you need?
No, none.
Well, in that case, move on.
Gab, what, you dream me like steam season her?
She's my cop. Yeah, she is.
Oh, come on. You're not even a little bit happy to see me?
Go home. Whatever it is you came here to do, just drop it and leave.
Hey, we all made mistakes, Addison, all three of us. Mom. But somehow, I lost my best friend and the woman I loved.
Don't say that.
He doesn't know how we felt. He doesn't know you stayed with me after he left. How do you expect to work out a marriage if you can't even be honest with him?
Why are you here?
For one reason. To bring you home. I miss you, Addison.
I'm in love with my husband, Mark.
But he's not in love with you. He's in love with that intern, and he's not even trying to hide it. Why would you want to stick around for that?
I think you're making it up.
He's not. I saw it 4 times.
What?
Woman with spontaneous orgasms.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Really?
You're just jealous because you didn't see it yourself.
Totally am.
Spontaneous orgasms, really?
You look really nice today.
My own chests are contagious.
Mm-hmm. And spontaneous orgasms, that would solve so many problems.
It would. It would. I think you smell nice, too.
Well, that's like you see someone throw up. It makes you want to throw up, too. Kind of like that?
Kind of like.
You know what? I'm not hungry. Do you hear me? I'm not hungry.
There's the beast.
The beast? Is that like some fly reference to your penis?
Get your mind out of the gutter, crack whore.
No, it's not Alex's penis. It's, you know when you haven't been sex for a long time and you forget how good it is and so you want it less?
Yeah, that doesn't happen to me.
Neither.
Me either. I grew my hair for her and...
I know.
I don't even think she's noticed.
You could just try telling her how you feel.
Guys?
She's moving. Like, a lot.
Pamela, you have to hold still.
Okay.
That's not helping the beast sleep.
I know.
You're drawing the medial to the tumor.
Yeah. It's a guideline for what the bone structure should be.
Hear that?
Bone structure.
Jake.
What do you think? Am I a Dolly or more of a Picasso?
Could you stop doing that for a minute, please?
Jake. I'm sorry. This surgery... The brain surgery is very dangerous.
Oh, don't say that. You don't get to change your mind.
You know, I know Dr. Sloan has made you some big promises. But the bony tumors inside your skull are bad.
I don't care.
The bleeding will be hard to control. I'm not trying to frighten you. I just want you to understand.
I do understand this. I understand this has nothing to do with the plastic surgery. So if I'm going to be under the knife anyway, then I don't...
The plastic surgery can wait for some other time.
What you need to understand...
Excuse me. Jake is actually right. No reason to put him through a second surgery and a second round of anesthesia. It's much safer just to do it all at once.
Honey, we just want to focus on keeping you alive.
Mama, I almost died when I was 10 years old. And then again when I was 12. And then again last year. But I'm still alive. I'm still alive. So I say we go for it.
Gee.
Look, I know that you think I'm perfect just the way I am, but... And that's your job to do that, but for once in my life, I'd like to think that someone else thought that. Please? Please?
Dr. Krista Wilson to Dr. Krista.
You've given up surgery to go into clerical work?
I'm fulfilling a patient's dying wish to send hate mail to everyone he's ever met.
Ah. All right, now I understand the impulse.
Me too. Why do people cheat?
That's a good question.
Why do you think she cheated on you? Were you different then? Were you a bad husband?
I was, I was just a little absent. Not that that's an excuse for her.
Do you think things would have been different if you'd had kids?
Do I think she wouldn't have cheated? I don't know.
All right, man, Jake's ready to roll. I'm sorry, did I interrupt something?
Yeah. Pamela, you should really try and relax.
And I am trying to relax. The episodes happen when I don't relax.
Do you really think you can fix this?
I hate to be insensitive, but would it be the worst thing ever if we can't? I mean,
you know, I like sex as much as the next girl. Like in bed or even in private. But when you can't go to the movies or drive a car or go to church with your parents.
Oh my God.
You know that dream where you show up in high school and you're naked?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would really, really like to wake up. Take the blue ones every time.
Walk me down your broken line. It's crossed the intrathoracic fascia?
I'm afraid so. I'm gonna have to go into the chest wall.
He made 17 hate tapes.
I'm sorry?
Videotapes of himself, telling people how much he hated them, spewing every hurt feeling he ever had.
And he mailed them?
No, he wanted me to, but I don't think it's a good idea. He was scared. He was in shock. He wasn't thinking clearly.
Well, that's not for you to decide, Dr. Gray. He asked you for something, and you told him you would do it. If you don't, that doesn't make you noble. It makes you a liar. Did you know she kept her apartment?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Now, Dr. Shepherd is opening the skull cap. What are you doing? Yes, he is.
Grayson, this is done. Cottonoid. All right, give me a spot. All right, hang another unit of blood.
Oh, I've got it.
Oh, no, that's pressure. Too much blood.
Put in the pressure infuser.
No, carotid.
We got B-fib.
Okay, get ready to bag him. He's losing a lot of blood. Somebody get in there.
Get the battles.
Quickly.
Charge 200.
Charging. Walk me down
your broken mind. Watch out, everybody. Stand back. Stand back.
Clear.
All you have to do is cry. All you have to do is cry.
Shame he never had his face fixed. Dr. Sloan?
Yeah. I got the parents' approval. You don't really need those.
Right.
Scalpel.
Mr. Eden. Can you hear me?
Oh, God.
I know. Don't try to sit up. You're gonna be in pain for some time. but I'm pleased to report that we removed the entire tumor.
Wait, I'm alive?
Yes, sir. You are alive.
My tapes.
Would you like me to throw them away?
I'd like you to mail them. I have to say my piece. Sometimes a man has to say his piece.
Mayor, do you want... I want to take you out for a drink tonight. Not, maybe not Joe's, maybe someplace where we can talk. Yeah, there's something I need, want to talk to you about. It's important.
I don't want to make videotapes on my deathbed, George.
Yes.
Why didn't you stay and fight for us?
I did. I tried.
Why didn't you try harder? You just left.
Meredith. Is there anything that you need? Anything at all?
No. I don't need anything from you.
How come you can forgive her but not me?
I didn't forgive her. And with you, I have no obligation to try.
Your marriage is over, Addison. All you have to do is admit it. Then you can come back home with me. I'm going to the bar across the street.
He looks peaceful.
He does.
I am Preston Burke, a widely renowned cardiothoracic surgeon. I am a professional. And more than that, I am a good and kind person. I am a person that cleans up behind myself. I am a person that cooks well. And you are an unbelievable slob, a slovenly, angry intern. I am Preston Burke, and you are the most competitive, most guarded, most stubborn, most challenging person I have ever met. And I love you. What the hell is the matter with you that you won't just let me?
I gave up my apartment 20 minutes ago.
Well, all right, then.
Just like a star across my sky.
I've heard that it's possible to grow up. I've just never met anyone who's actually done it.
Dr. Stevens, after the surgery, will I still be able to, when I want to, will I still be able to have episodes?
Even better, Pamela, you'll be able to have orgasms.
Without parents to defy, we break the rules we make for ourselves. We throw tantrums when things don't go our way.
Hey!
She doesn't hear me.
What?
She doesn't even hear me when I talk.
She will if you make her.
You fed the beast, didn't you?
Twice.
We whisper secrets with our best friends in the dark.
Meredith came to see me today.
Poor baby. Poor thing. Her father left, you know.
I think she knows about us, Alice. I think she's figured it out.
She's 5 years old, Richard.
We look for comfort where we can find it.
Seat taken?
I guess not.
Double scotch, single malt. You look sad.
I just saw my father for the first time in 20 years.
How'd that go?
Could have gone better. What are you still doing here?
I'm hoping Addison shows up.
You're still in love with her?
You're still in love with him.
Well, she won't show, you know.
No?
He's not the kind of guy you leave if you can help it.
What if you're wrong? What if just this once? Life comes down on the side of the dirty mistresses.
And we hope. Against all logic. Against all experience.
Blowing out my mind. Just like a star across my sky. Just like an angel of the.
Like children, we never give up hope. Come in.
I know I'm not a world-renowned surgeon. And I know I'm not a lot of things that you've gone for in the past. I know. But I would never leave you. I would never hurt you. And I will never stop loving you.